Our very high divorce rate seems to indicate that few of us have discovered the secret to a successful relationship. But according to a new study, the answer could be simpler than any of us have thought. We asked a few experts in the field to share their secrets.
And now, it's time for Marriage Beyond the Vows on Praise.
And a very good morning to you. Happy Saturday and Happy New Year. Welcome to 2015. Today on Marriage Beyond the Vows, we're talking about coming clean in 2015. We are welcoming your phone calls at 855-454-5905. I'm your co-host, Tiffany Bacon. Now, here is your host with the most, Mr. Marcos Mercado. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning, Tiffany, and good morning, of course, to all our friends who are listening online or live on the air on Praise 103.9. Philadelphia's Inspiration Station. We're so grateful you decided to join us. As always, we want to begin with a word of prayer. God in heaven, thank you for new beginnings, God, for a new year, 2015, God, and a new opportunity to start fresh in our relationships, God, and to come clean, God, to do whatever we need to not bring baggage into the new year. Father, I do pray that today's program will be a blessing to so many. Father, please open people's hearts and minds and help them heal in their relationships and get stronger. And Father, we really do pray that you give us a double portion of your spirit this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Man, like Tiffany mentioned, we are talking about coming clean in 2015. And so our theme scripture of the day comes from the book of James, James chapter 5. And it says, therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. And of course, we know it's a righteous man or a righteous woman. But, you know, I just really want to start off by saying, you know, it's important to understand that our relationship with God goes deeper than just us and God. You know, I was on my way here to the show and I was thinking, you know, we even sing songs like Just the Two of Us. Mm-hmm. We can make it, you know, and the reality is we can't. We need God, but we also need one another. Mm-hmm. And so that's the way God designed us. And so if you're thinking you're trying to do this by yourself and you're failing, well, guess what? You do need some intervention. You need some outside help. So we invite you to go ahead and give us a call. If there's something you need to come clean about or there's something that you need advice or some guidance, we are here to talk to you about your relationship and guide you through God's word to help you to have an amazing 2015.
All right. And the number is 855-454-5905.
You know, when I thought about this, you know, I know a lot of times we try to start off with like New Year resolutions. You know, we try to, you know, maybe have a clean house. But how many of us really focus on cleaning up our marriages, cleaning up our relationships, to, you know, getting rid of whatever is bad that's harmful to the relationship? Because if not, guess what? We are going to bring these things with ourselves. We just are. You know, the new year has already started, and I'm sure there's some of us who've already, you know, brought some of this in. Now, the good news is we could always repent. We could always start fresh. And so this is a great opportunity. Maybe it's some sin you need to confess. Maybe there's some bitterness, some unresolved conflict, you know, something going on in your heart that you're bringing into this new year. Maybe the baggage of, you know, not really dealing with something that's happened from the past. You know, we absolutely want to hear from you. Again, our theme scripture is from the book of James, and we're talking about confessing your sins to one another so that we can pray for one another. I mean, we really do need that. We need each other in our lives. So as always, we know we hope and pray that today's program will be a blessing to you, and we're going to give you the number. Go ahead, and we're waiting for our first caller this morning.
And the number is 855-454-5905.
You know, Tiffany, I think, you know, the Bible doesn't talk about, you know, starting fresh in the new year. That's something we do, right? Mm-hmm. But I think God is all about starting over, mm-hmm. you know, second chances, sometimes mm-hmm. third chances, you know, but God loves to start over. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that's very painful. Other times it's just very refreshing. The Bible does say that, you know, when we repent, times of refreshing come from mm-hmm. the Lord. Mm-hmm. And so we hope that in wanting to move forward and let go of whatever baggage or whatever issues we've had last mm-hmm. year, not bringing those to the new year, there will be times of refreshing in our relationships And it's not always romantic. I mean, it can be, you know, someone you love and now you're dealing with their family members. You know, it can be just close friends and close relationships. So we, of course, want to hear from our listeners, and we want to engage in some great conversation. We also invite everyone to visit us on Facebook, facebook.com/beyondthevows.
And the number is 855-454-5905. And even with that, it's so interesting. In the previous program, sometimes people, they call and they have strained relationships with family, and just how to manage that, especially if it is getting in the way of your relationship. So if you're having strife or not having good communication with your family members, and that's causing a problem for your marriage, that seems like a two, if not threefold issue.
Well, it happens often, right? Especially during the holidays, there's drama. Sometimes folks don't really connect with family members, and then during the holidays they do. And, you know, sometimes, you know, you deal with that drama.
Yeah.
Sometimes we've had, you know, pleasant surprises and have had a great time with family members. And other times we've been surprised in other ways, you know. Like I always joke, there's always that drunk uncle. But, you know, really, there's just, you know, people start drinking and people start, you know, talking, saying hurtful things. And sometimes people mean well. But I think for someone that's single, they might say something like, "You're not married yet," you know, almost like, "Hey, listen, pray for me, encourage me, let you know, give me some good input." But just to say, "Hey, you're not married yet," it's almost like, "Hey, what's wrong with me?" Or if you're married, I mean, even sometimes newlyweds, people, "You don't have kids yet." It's like, "Hey, well, you don't know. Maybe
the
they're not ready or they're trying, or, you know, you haven't bought a house yet, or you haven't done this yet." And I think sometimes people mean well, they have good intentions, but they just don't know. And I think the humble way is like asking,
right?
How's it going? What's going on? It's different if someone comes to you and say, "So tell me about your love life." Well, you know, right now this is what my prayer is, or this is what I'm working on, or I did find someone, but I'm hoping that this is the right person, you know, instead of just, you know, "You're not married yet." You know, sometimes the very negative things that we can say.
So how do you navigate that, especially if it really cuts to you and it really hurts your feelings, like you're not over that, those comments from that person in your family hurting you?
I think number one, you want to be open and honest. You know, Matthew 18 talks about, and it does say for believers, but, you know, sometimes you can incorporate that with even non-believing family members. And, you know, as long as it depends on you, you live in peace. So I think the first thing is you talk to them first. A mistake we can make is sometimes even well-intended, start telling someone else. It's like, you know, when my sister says this, it always bothers me. And then someone else is like, "Well, that she does that to me too." And someone else, you know, listens to the conversation. And before you know it, everyone has an attitude with, you know, you know, sister so-and-so. And I think instead of just confronting the person first and say, "Listen, this is hurtful. And let me tell you why it's hurtful. You know, I had a bad relationship and it didn't work out. And then now you're pushing, you're always talking about marriage," or, you know, have an honest conversation like, "Look, I'm not inspired by your relationship. And here you are trying to tell me what to do." So I think having honest and open conversation, in Matthew 18 talks about resolving conflict. And then if you can't work it out with just that person, then you do bring one or two others involved. And then if you can't, you know, the list basically goes on to saying you try to reason with someone, try to reconcile with them. But once you can't, I mean, what do you do? Yeah. Try to win them over with your life. You love them. But at the same time, that's the first step. Talking to them and saying, "Listen, this does hurt," instead of just avoiding it. I tell you, so much could be accomplished by just open and direct conversation.
Amen. All right. So we'd like to have open and direct conversation here. If you're looking for some advice from Marcos, he is here to guide you. Give us a call, 855-454-5905. Stay close. Marriage Beyond the Vows continues after this.
to Marriage Beyond the Vows.
Call 855-454-5905 and get in on the conversation. We're praised. And a very good morning to you. Welcome back. We are here on the first Saturday of the new year, and happy new year to you. We're talking about coming clean in 2015. Are you looking for some guidance in your marriage? Do you need some assistance with an issue? Something you need to speak to your spouse about, and you're looking to get some advice on how to make that happen. This is a great time to call. So reach out to Marcos at 855-454-5905. Sorry, I'm getting choked up. Yeah, sorry about that. 855-454-5905.
All right, excellent, excellent. Well, we are... Our producer, Larry, is actually picking up the calls and getting all the calls in queue. So if you want to go ahead and give a call, like Tiffany just gave out the number, 855-454-5905. As always, we ask that you are safe. And if you're driving, to please pull over. If you're using a Bluetooth device, you know, please actually pick up the phone. And obviously, last but not least, is to open up and, you know, be honest. And with Larry, you just tell him briefly what you're talking about.
Briefly.
And we'll go ahead and bring you in on the conversations, because we absolutely want to speak with you. Mm-hmm. Our theme scripture of the day, and if you're just tuning in with us, we're talking about coming clean in 2015. And James chapter 5 talks about confessing your sins to each other and praying for each other, so that you may be healed, that we all need other folks in our lives to help us, that it's not enough just husband and wife trying to make it on their own, but really getting help, getting influence, having people who are praying for you, who are friends of your marriage, who are really there to support you. Of course, it should be the right people, but you want to make sure that you have support, especially coming clean in the new year. If there's something you are bringing in from the past, you know, some baggage, some hurt feelings, resentment, even unconfessed sin, this is the time to go ahead and deal with it. So we do want to hear from you right before we take our first caller in just a moment.
And the number is 855-454-5905. We have Luciano calling in from Philadelphia. No, we don't have him. Oh, so sorry about that. Oh, sorry. I don't know what's going on this morning. I'm going to get it together. We are welcoming your phone calls at 855-454-5905.
And I think, Tiffany, we talk about coming clean, and that's not always easy. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, it's easier said than done. It's like, you know, if you've ever been burnt in the past and you say, hey, if I'm open, what's going to happen? You know, a lot of mm-hmm. folks from where I sit, you know, they're calling, even in their local church, they don't feel safe because, you mm-hmm. know, they've been open before. And, you know, especially in a smaller group, it's easy to gossip. Folks are saying, oh, did you know so-and-so is struggling? And, you know, who wants that? Who wants all their junk out there? Right. Very few people do. And so a lot of times folks just, they want to get help, but they want to be in a safe environment right. where they can really do, you know, in the privacy of their own, you know, kind of group, get mm-hmm. help, but for it to be safe and say, listen, we really are praying for you. Not, you know, talking about you behind your back and not laughing behind you, not even mm-hmm. Using that as something to be used against you, but really concerned and loving, like, hey, we want you to make it. And I do believe there are a ton of folks like that out there. But mm-hmm. unfortunately, sometimes when there's a bad experience, it really makes us, you know, very cautious
yeah.
and to the point of even fearful to be open again.
Yeah.
Excuse me. But God does say, you know, it should be a righteous man or woman. Mm-hmm. That is prayerful, that is effective. So it may be your minister, it may not. It may be someone in the church, it may not. But we do know that it's not about just trying to do it by yourself.
I understand. All right, we are taking your phone calls at 855-454-5905. Let's go to Dawn calling in from Philadelphia. Dawn, good morning. You're live on the air.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I actually have a question. Because you guys were talking about family, talking about getting married.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this, you know, this Christmas, I'm in a relationship. I've been in a relationship for 3 years. It's a good relationship. I know we're heading there. But around this Christmas season, everyone has asked me why we're not married, when we're getting engaged, why we're not living together. And it's starting to, like, make me feel some sort of way and make me kind of think that something's wrong, that I'm doing something wrong, that we're going too slow, that maybe he's not really interested in getting married. And it's really starting to play with me, and I'm starting to kind of act out on it. And get frustrated. And I just wanted to get advice about how to deal with that. When it's not just one family member, it's like,
well, I think, you know, the Bible does talk about it. We're, you know, our theme scripture is from the book of James. But earlier in the book of James, it talks about praying for wisdom and understanding and being able to discern, you know, those voices, the advice that's healthy and those that are not. And, you know, people may mean well, but they can still be harmful. You know, many people, and if you listen to our show, you know, many people who've given into the pressure of their families have made the wrong decision, or have made decisions prematurely because of the outside pressure. So I think the only pressure you should be feeling is the pressure to want to please God. That's the ultimate pressure that you should be feeling. And so if your relationship is bringing glory to God, or you're making sure that your relationship is bringing glory to God, then, you know, sometimes giving glory to God is taking that next step and saying, hey, it's time for us to get married. Our wedding, our union, our own relationship can be even greater than a greater impact than we can have by ourselves. So I think that's number one. You want to pray for wisdom. And I think number two, you know, we all got to figure out the best way to tell people to mind their business. I think that, you know, we sometimes as Christians, you know, we tend to be so nice. And I'm not saying we go around being rude and be like, mind your business. But I think for my wife and I, you know, we had planned our wedding and we ended up postponing our wedding. And when we did, a lot of people were like, well, why are you postponing your wedding? Why you don't get married sooner? Why? And all we would tell people is just keep praying for us. I mean, that's probably the best answer that I knew in the nicest way to tell people to mind their business. Like, pray for us. Like, hey, we're working towards that. And it sounds like, Dawn, you're working towards that. You're getting help. You're yeah, doing everything you can. Don't allow those outside pressures to bring unhealthy vibes into your relationship. If you know, you're you know, the obviously you have a relationship for 3 years, right? You said,
yeah.
And so there's something there. It's not like you're saying, okay, there's nothing there. And it sounds like you've even talked about it, but you just, for some reason, you're close, but you're not there just yet.
Right.
Now you had mentioned something about how sometimes you feel like that starts affecting you. Does that affect your relationship as well?
I think it affects me and the relationship, because I definitely feel like, because so many people are saying it, it's starting to make me feel like, oh, well, maybe something's wrong with us, or maybe, you know, maybe he's saying these things and I think we're working towards them, but, you know, he's really not interested in it, and I've missed some type of big red flag. Or, you know, it's starting to make me, like,
I hear you. You're starting to doubt because you're hearing all these voices. You know, interestingly enough, in just a few months, I have some good friends of ours that are about to get married, and they dated for 5 years. And I tell you, I usually don't recommend people to date that long or to have long engagements. But in their case, I mean, having my wife and I getting in there with them and having, you know, really the opportunity to get to know them, I think that it's perfect. Like, their timing has just been perfect. Like, this is a season in their life where they're just ready. And, you know, if it was up to other folks, they should have done this a long time. And even some of us as friends, because, you know, I consider them friends, as friends, we might even joke around and say, wow, that's a long time. You know, it's about time. But honestly, the more I hear their story and the more I get to know them on a more deeper level, I'm like, this is really God's timing. This is perfect. Just where they are in life, in their careers, in maturity, it's just really perfect. And one thing I could encourage you on is you can never be too cautious. Mm. You know, the day will come, if that's God's will, and you end up married, this all will seem like just light and momentary troubles. It won't seem like, wow, I waited so long, I can't believe this. You know, if you really build the right way, you'll have such a great relationship that you'll enjoy the marriage. And so learn from even people's mistakes who tend to try to rush into these type of things. It's not something to be rushed. And maybe this is something that God is even helping you to understand who this man is. Maybe there are some fears or concerns that he has, and you can help him through it and work as a team instead of just like, hey, what? Why is he like that? Because, you know, you get a lot of times you get pictures of what a person is going to be like later. You know, in dating, right. Everyone tries to put their best foot forward. But, what is it? Is he fearful? Does he need more reassurance? Does he feel, so inadequate that maybe he's afraid? I mean, who knows what it is? But praying for that wisdom, for God to reveal and to say, listen, I'm at peace. I'm going to trust God. And then that doesn't mean you don't have boundaries, but not giving into those outside pressures.
Right, right.
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much.
Absolutely. We definitely would love to hear back from you, find out how things are going. We thank you.
I'll keep you guys updated.
We're going to pray. Look, if he's the one, we're going to pray that this is the year he will ask you for sure.
It's the year, but it's right, outside pressures.
So trust.
It's overwhelming sometimes.
All right. See, I think it's different if we were having this conversation next year and he said this is the year, then it's like, hey, what happened here? Hmm. If he's saying this is the year, look, the year just begun.
Hmm. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Dawn. We really thank you so much. Have a blessed day.
Take care. Bye-bye. If you're just tuning in, it's Marriage Beyond the Vows on Praise Your Inspiration Station. We're talking about coming clean in 2015. Do you need to talk to your spouse about something? Are you trying to work through something and you need some guidance? Well, this is a great time to give Marcos a call. 855-454-5905. Let's go to Crystal calling in from Philadelphia. Crystal, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. Hello. How are you?
We're doing great. Well, thank you, Crystal, for your call. I believe you mentioned to our producer that you're also feeling some outside pressures about your relationship.
Yes. Well, I've been married for 2 years. My husband and I, we're fairly young. We're in our 20s.
Okay.
As of right now, I'm getting back in contact with my family members on my father's side, as well as, my husband's family members as well. So, our relationship is going pretty well, but the problem is that there are no children, there's no offspring from our union.
Okay.
And the pressuring part is when you get around your family members and they begin to look and stare. And on top of it, me and my husband, we're interracial. Okay. So they're looking and staring. They're like, okay, where are the babies at? And then sometimes it's just, it's disheartening. But I try to get strength from God while I wait on him to, bring about my change.
Mm-hmm.
And I just basically wanted some, biblical scriptures to back up, because I know Sarah, she was infertile, and, God granted her her child, at 100 and something, so I'm just waiting on God to do what he needs to do. But while I wait, I need some strength. That's just my problem.
Well, I think a few things. First of all, Crystal, thank you so much for calling. I think number one, 2 years is not a long time. I mean, you should enjoy, and actually I do recommend for couples to not rush into. Now, there are some exceptions. People get married a little older and they're afraid that, if they wait too long, and even sometimes under medical supervision, it's like, listen, don't wait too long because you can have more complications. But for most couples, I would say enjoying each other before you even plan to have children, because, once they come, they're here. I mean, there's no, you can't send them back. Like, hey, I don't know about this, and your life changes. I have two children. My wife and I, we love them very much. They're great kids. But, it's been a ride since we've had our kids. My daughter, our oldest, is 14 years old. She's a teenager. And so, we have a few more years with her at home before she heads to college. And then, my son is just a few years behind her. So although it's a blessing, there are a lot of things that change in your life. We used to be able to, do so many other things on the spur of the moment, where now we got to really plan and we have to think, our lives differently. So if this is around the time you're really preparing for that, then that's great. But again, 2 years is really not a lot of time to feel like all this pressure. Now, who knows what the will of God is? I know many couples who been married for many, many years and just can't seem to have children. Some couples actually, there's no reason. They get checked out and the doctor's like, there's no reason why you shouldn't be able to get pregnant. But for some reason, you know, God is like, right now is not the time, or no, you're not going to have children. And that's one that always blows my mind, because sometimes people who I believe shouldn't have children have children.
They have them. Yes, and they have a whole lot of them.
Yeah, and you're like, why, God? And then the people that really want a child can't have it. And, you know, I don't know, but I do. I remember hearing this one time, and it really, you know, warmed my heart. Is someone said, maybe the reason we can't have children is because there's so many children out there who need a loving home.
Yes.
And this is our opportunity. So really connecting with God about this. But you mentioned Sarah. You know, we have Samuel's wife, you know, Samuel's mother. There's so many examples in the scriptures where, you know, women really wanted to have children and they took it to God. It was a spiritual issue for them. They were like, God, you know my heart. You know what I want to do. Sarah was barren, you know, and you're right. She was almost 100. Abraham was 100. She was, I mean, they were way, way older. And of course, age was very different back then as well. People lived longer. But
yes.
Nevertheless, it was still old. It was not young.
Mm-hmm.
And you're saying you and your husband are in your 20s. Enjoy your time together. And enjoy, you know, even to me, having the planning to have children and being together, you know, even intimate, it's probably one of the funnest times you can enjoy in your marriage. Because you're anticipating, like, hey, there's a purpose behind this. We can't wait. We're praying before God. It can be a really great time. Don't let the pressure mess you up.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Thank you so much.
And I want to share something with you. Let me just find it. And in the book of, oh gosh, I had it here. Let me find it for you here. Philippians 4:6. I knew. I'm like, wait a minute. No, it's Philippians. Philippians 4 verse 6. It says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God.
Amen.
Right. Nothing. It's not even having children. Do not be anxious.
Okay.
All right. Well, Crystal, thank you so much. We really do appreciate you picking up the phone and calling us this morning.
Thank you so much. And have a great morning.
You too. Happy New Year to you.
Thanks. Amen. To you. Bye bye.
All right, great. Let's continue here. I believe we have Lisa, who's been waiting patiently on line 5.
Yes. Thank you so much, Lisa. She is calling in from Philadelphia. Good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning, and Happy New Year's to you both.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Lisa. So what can we do for you right now?
Well, I was listening to you saying come clean in 2015 and not bring any baggage into the new year, and I was thinking about how, like, my husband and I were newly married, and it seemed as though, like, we're, like, in the morning time, we're getting the kids together, we're praying in the morning, and we're praying throughout the day, and we're talking throughout the day, and he may say things like, I can't wait to see you when we get home, I love you so much, I can't wait to see you when we get home, and then when we get home, it's like, he is the meanest person on earth. Like, he's just so moody. And I'm like, I kind of feel like it messes with, I don't know if I'm taking this too far, but trust. I feel like first I'm trusting that we're going to have this different, like, setting when we, you know, a different tone when we come home. And then when I come home, it's like you barely even say anything to me. It's like, how was your day? But are you flying down the steps? And like, when we go to sleep, we got this great big gap in between us. Like, I don't know. I don't know if I'm making the right analogy in terms of saying that it messed with my trust. But I'm like hearing you say, like, I love you, I love you. And then when you come home, it's like you're this totally different person. Like,
okay. Well, Lisa, thank you. Thank you for sharing this. And I want to invite you to try to view this very differently. Try to view it from his perspective, right? So now I understand the part of the trust, and that's real. Like, you know, that's realistic to know that, you know, if someone is communicating one thing, but then when you actually see them and this is consistent, it doesn't add up, then you're beginning to say, you know, was he dishonest?
Right.
And so I want to make the assumption that I don't think he is. You said you're newlyweds and you have children. So I'm just trying to get a picture here, and I'm trying to connect and even relate to it in terms of my own marriage. I went through something similar to that where there was a time, and this, my wife is so different now, but we went through a time where my wife was feeling really stressed out. And this was after our first child, like after she gave birth to our first child. And she just, you know, it was overwhelming, you know, being a first time mom, trying to learn how to nurse, people giving a bunch of advice, you know, all this stuff. And so there was a time where I didn't feel like going home was a haven. Mm-hmm. And I had to be honest with her. I said, honey, you know, and it would be the same. What you reminded me of what it was like, we would talk on the phone or we would, you know, text or, you know, whatever. Back then it wasn't too much texting, but, you know, we were like, listen, you know, we can't wait to see each other. And then we would see each other and it was like very different because the amount of stress and something would really happen that would destroy the mood. And so I think, Lisa, the best way to look at that is, what is your husband looking for? Maybe, you know, he has this desire that when he comes home, you're going to have everything ready for him and you're going to make love. And he comes home and that's the last thing that seems to be on the table. You know, it seems like, hey, I need help with this, or, you know, I got to get dinner ready, or this and the other, or the kids need this. And so that may be, you know, the disappointment. Now, I'm not defending your husband, and I think he could probably do a way better job in communicating and expressing whatever it is that's bothering him. And so it's not an excuse for how he's reacting, but I just want to invite you to look at that. Perhaps there is something there that is just totally destroying the mood. Go ahead.
I thought about that, and we had, him and I have had this conversation where I would, you know, like the two kids we have, they're foster children.
Okay.
And he knew this going into the marriage. And I kind of thought that even though you knew it going into the marriage, it might have felt totally different once it became your reality. And I, you know, like I kind of opened myself or accepted that that could be an issue. So most of the times, like for the weekend, and it normally, this is what normally happens on the weekend, this moody stuff, is we have like my sisters, they're all supportive, so they take the kids for the weekend.
Oh, wow.
And this is constantly, like I have so much support with, you know, my children and stuff, so I'll normally like have them go, you know, to my sister's house for the weekend, and we'll go and pick them up for church.
So have you asked, Lisa, have you asked your husband what it is? What is it that, I mean, if he's frustrated, upset, I mean, usually people vent and tell you what it is that bothers him. What's his greatest complaint?
Right. He won't say anything. And actually, I think that actually he denies that I'm experiencing it.
Mm. So in his mind, he's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, does he trust you? Because if you're saying it's not, see, you got to come to a conviction and saying, listen, even if the intention is not to hurt or this is not the intention, you got to trust me that this is a reality for me.
Right.
So what's causing that? And I think something I would advise you to do, Lisa, something that my wife and I do, if you or your husband don't do it, I recommend it highly, is take time to just talk about your relationship. Plan at least one day a week where you just sit down and it's not Right before intimacy or something. But listen, like, hey, let's get up earlier. Let's grab some coffee or let's go find a way we meet up for lunch or something. But let's just talk about our relationship, how we're doing.
Right.
You know, and I think that sometimes under that setting, you can have the most honest and most, you know, transparent conversations because it's non-threatening. It's not like in the middle of an argument or in the middle. It's like you really prepare for it. And you said something about praying together. That's huge. You know, praying together first and saying, hey, here's your cup of coffee here. Now let's talk.
Right.
How are we doing? And trusting one another that even if we don't see it, if the other person is saying it, you know, they're not crazy. You're not making this stuff up, right? You're feeling that for a reason. Maybe he doesn't see it, but he's going to have to trust you enough that way there's something there.
Right.
Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense. Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. And I think this is a scripture for you. It's Ephesians 4:2. It says, be completely humble and gentle, be patient, bearing with one another in love. Part of being married is bearing with one another. But it says in love. It's not like, oh, I got to put up with this guy.
Right.
It's like in love. So what is it? Let's work at this together. This is an issue that's affecting the both of you working at this together. All right, Lisa, we thank you.
Okay, thank you so much.
Call us back. Let us know how things go. But please have this courageous conversation with your husband.
Okay.
Amen.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
If you're just tuning in, it's Marriage Beyond the Vows on Praise Your Inspiration Station, brand new in 2015. So happy new year to you. We are talking about coming clean in 2015. If there's a conversation you need to have with your spouse, something you need to work on in your relationship and you're looking for advice, Marcos is here to guide you. Give us a call at 855-454-5905. Let's go to Bernie, calling in from the Philadelphia area. Bernie, good morning. You're live on the air.
I'm somewhat of an older person. I'm 60 plus years. I'm a born again believer. And in fact, I met my wife in church. And over the years, I've had some real serious issues with my wife. At times, she has been physically violent in the earlier days of our marriage. More recently, abusive verbally, has a tendency to belittle me in front of family and friends. I've been faithful to her, and in our earlier days of our marriage, I tried to go to counseling. She belittled the first counselor that I try to go to. She didn't even go. She sent a note like I was a child.
Wow.
Going to the council. I went by myself. She wouldn't go. Later on, things got worse. I found another counselor, the male counselor. Initially, she thought it was a good deal. But later on, she made some allegations that the male counselor tried to come on to her. I had some serious doubts about that because I said to her, I said, if this is true, let me know. And I said, we'll go to the authorities. But she eventually backed off of that. Then finally, we went to a female counselor, one that she found. We went there for a number of months. And long as the spotlight was on me, it was fine, but when the counselor started raising questions and issues about her relationship with me, all of a sudden the counselor, you know, was just taking our money.
Okay. So how many years you've been together?
Close to 40.
Wow. Now, you've been together for almost 40 years. That's quite a bit of time, right? That's more than you know, some couples even, you know, could imagine being together.
Right.
Why did you stay all these years?
Why did I stay all these years?
Yeah, I mean, after all the I'm sure we're just getting a small taste,
because,
right?
Why? Because I have some kids that are involved, and I know how abusive she could be, and at times loving. I didn't want to leave my kids in that situation. I mean, that's a reason that I stayed. I thought perhaps two could work it out over a period of time, and over time things would get better. Then seem like they were sort of backsliding, get into some of the old ways. I mean, but at this point, things are tolerable, I would say. But at times, she gets very abusive verbally, and I'm at the point now, you know, do I want to continue with this as I get into my senior years, and can I deal with this?
Okay.
I raised issues about, you know, we need to go back to counseling, and she says no way.
Okay.
And I don't know if if that's something that I should simply accept, or I should walk and say I'm not coming back until we get some counseling.
Okay. Well, I think obviously you have some choices to make. And, you know, not making a decision, and I'm not saying you did this, but just for other couples who are in similar situations, sometimes, you know, not making a decision, it's a decision, right? If you mm-hmm. if you're like, hey, I'm not leaving, then you're making a decision to stay. So no matter what, you're going to make a decision. Now, right now, you're kind of at a crossroads. You're like, I've tolerated this for a long time. She's not changing. Things might get a little better. But, hey, I don't know if I want to keep going through this, or I don't even know if I can deal with it. As you get older, you're like, man, I'm just tired. I don't want to keep going through this. And so, but 40 years. I mean, you mentioned the children. I mean, I'm sure the children are grown.
Yes.
So if it was only to stay for because of the children, and as soon as the children would be out of the house, and the relationship would have been over. But you've stuck in there. And I want to say that you sound like, Bernie, someone who is very committed, to say the least. Yeah. So the fact that you've stayed there so long, I would like to say the romantic thing and say, hey, it's love. But sometimes there's a lot more than love, right? It's the commitment. It's the understanding. It's kind of weighing, you know, the pros and cons. And I think that's where you are right now. And so I'll share this with you, and I've shared it many times.
Could I say one more thing?
Sure, please.
As a born-again believer, I get a certain amount of joy in going to church and to service. And I know there needs to be, I think, a balance between spending time with your wife and being involved in ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to spend time with her and doing things that she likes to do. When it comes time for me to go to church or go to in ministry, when she doesn't want to go really, and if I need to be at church at a certain time, she mm-hmm. takes her good time getting ready, or if she doesn't go, she doesn't want me to go at all.
Okay.
Which I have a very difficult time, dealing with.
I hear you. Okay, yeah. So this is what you're trying to figure out. You're trying to figure out, are you better off with her or without her at this
yeah.
point?
Yes.
And for all those who are listening, we're not, you know, condoning divorce. We're not saying that this do you even have grounds for divorce. But based on 1 Corinthians 7, it sounds like you do have grounds to say, listen, maybe we need to separate until we're ready to really have a marriage that brings glory to God, because that's perhaps the problem you're having right now, even with this last example, is that you just feel like it's interfering with your relationship with God now. And so her being abusive, not being willing, her unwillingness to get help, her, you know, kind of the detracting you from, you know, your worship, you really being committed to the church. It's a decision you have to make. Now here, you also got to understand, Bernie, though, that she is your ministry also. And, you know, your wife being a ministry, it's like, how do you know that God didn't put you in her life to win her over? And so, again, I'm not saying that you should or shouldn't separate. But one thing I do know is you got to make a firm decision and then stick to it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you decide, listen, right now we need to separate and there are some things that need to change, then you need to stick with that. Because the worst thing you can do, and I'm not saying you've done this, but the worst thing that I've seen couples do is say one thing and then compromise.
Okay.
And so say, listen, before I even make this decision, I'm going to go to God. I'm going to get input. But I just can't live. You know, you're 60 plus years. You know, can you you've been together for 40. Can you even live another 10, another 20 like this?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the people get older. The wife also gets older. She might get even more difficult.
Mm-hmm.
I would hope and pray that you can really make it your focus, your ministry, to win her over and figure out what that's going to take.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
But I recommend, you know, just studying out 1 Corinthians 7 getting your convictions from there.
Okay.
Well, Bernie, we thank you so much. We appreciate you listening and picking up the phone and giving us a call this morning.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Have a blessing.
All right. Take care. We're going to be taking a break in a little bit, but we do have time for you to give us a call. The number is 855-454-5905. We're talking about coming clean in 2015. If you're having any issues in your marriage and you're looking for some guidance, Marcos is here to help. He has some biblical information that he would love to pass on to you and help you get back on the right track. So if you're looking for some good sound advice, give him a call, 855-454-5905.
And we invite you as well to visit us on Facebook. Our Facebook page is facebook.com/beyondthevows. And I believe we have a few comments there that we're going to go to in just a moment.
Yep. And so we're just, is this the next caller here? Yeah.
No.
Okay,
no,
that's
what we just had here. I know there is something here on Facebook I was about to read, and for some reason I can't find it.
That always happens when you're looking to say something and you can't figure out
what
it is.
That's what happens, right? Or were you trying to multitask and they're saying that's not? Only Larry is the only person that I know, our producer Larry, who truly, truly knows how to multitask while he's pressing buttons and merging the calls and talking to you and giving us cues and all that good stuff. So we really appreciate Larry Fowler, who is our producer. All right. So,
absolutely.
But anyway, someone had just sent us, literally just sent us a message. Let me see if I can find it.
All right. In the meantime, we do want you to give us a call at 855-454-5905.
All right. And again, if we do invite you to follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/beyondthevows. We are talking about coming clean in 2015. And that means, you know, coming clean about your relationship, the dealing with the past, or maybe even confessing something that, you know, has been, you know, really heavy on your heart. We do invite you to have a conversation with us. You know, our very last caller, Bernie, just a moment ago, you know, was really considering after 40 years, you know, should stay in the relationship or is it time to separate? Not divorce, but separate in order to say, listen, this needs to be serious. We can't just keep going on in this direction. I'm not going to take the abuse. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to put up with that. Or do they put up with it? So, you know, even any of our calls, if you want to go on Facebook and comment on what you thought, you know, the advice we gave or what you want to give some advice or you want to go and read a little bit more and pray for those who are hurting and trying to decide what to do from here.
Mm-hmm. And the number is 855-454-5905. So we are waiting for you to, well, we know Larry is on the phone right now with a couple of you who are calling in. So in the meantime, while we do that, again, go to Facebook, and we are talking about coming clean in 2015. It's also good to, you know, if you are harboring some ill feelings, maybe your spouse did something a little while ago and it rubbed you the wrong way and you haven't talked to him or her about it, this is a good time to maybe come clean about that too so that it doesn't turn into a bigger issue later on and stuff kind of piles up and then becomes one big blowout later on. And that could totally destroy your relationship. While we're waiting for people to call in, Marcos, what would you say is the best way to tactfully handle a situation like that before it snowballs into something bigger?
Well, I think, you know, the Bible is very clear about not letting a bitter root grow in your heart. And so we'll talk in just a moment how to deal with this. I do want to go. I did find a Facebook message there.
Did.
I think that sometimes it just takes a moment, you know, to come through. Cause it literally was just coming up when. And so I'm going to keep this person anonymous. They didn't ask to be, but I also don't think that they necessarily are intending this to be on the air. But I'll just share it generically because I believe it'll help a lot of people. It says, Happy New Year. I have an issue that comes up quite often. My husband gets his feelings hurt quite often by 15 people and gets and they get angry. He tells the person, including myself, how we should respond to him to stop an argument. If he hurt someone else's feelings and they speak up about it, he tells them that he's not going to talk about the topic anymore because they're starting trouble and will tell them how they should have responded. You end up feeling like your feelings don't matter. How can this be corrected? I'm beginning to feel like I don't want to express my feelings anymore because the result is he won't talk to me for a few days. I usually have to make up with the home first. We've been married, and I'll leave the blank for a little bit here, and any advice would help. Okay, so it sounds like here's the situation. So anytime yourself or someone else brings up an issue, your husband flips it and makes it about like he's, you know, like, you hurt me. No. You hurt me and you're the problem. And, you know, that's called pride. That's pride. Pride comes and manifests its ways in many different shapes and forms. It's usually very deeply rooted It's ugly. God hates pride. What God would love instead of pride, and what we should be striving for, is humility. Humility puts others first. Humility says sorry. Humility looks at, man, maybe I was wrong. And that, we're not talking about false humility where you're always wrong. But in this case, it sounds like your husband is never wrong. Like, he never wants to be wrong. Mm-hmm. He never wants to deal with it. And when he probably is wrong, and instead of just owning it up, he's like, I don't want to talk about this. This mm-hmm. is not good. So he's lacking humility. Now, there's two things. One, I wish we all had this magic wand and we can just kind of like wave it and people became humble mm-hmm. and we can deal with it. Doesn't really, you know, work that way, right? But I believe there are things that we can do to help people who struggle with pride not, you know, inflame their pride even more. Now, it should never be a substitute, and you shouldn't tippy-toe around them so that, because if not, they're going to get defensive. Mm-hmm. But sometimes when someone's already struggling with pride, what they're really struggling is with insecurity.
Mm.
And so the best thing is to reassure them and help them to understand, listen, I'm in your corner. I love you. Mm-hmm. But this is real. This is true. This is something that we need to tackle. So we'll talk more about this. We're also going to go to our calls. I know Lou is waiting patiently, but we do need to take a break.
Yes, we do. So, Lou, we want you to hold on. Please don't hang up the line. We are going to come right to you. We need to take a pause for the cause. And don't forget, if you're not on the line, feel free to give us a call now. 855-454-5905. Stay with us. Marriage Beyond the Vows continues after this.